episode 1728, What's Your Spin on It?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I am so excited. It is Friday. Yay! I don't know why I'm always excited about Friday, because really I'm excited about every day, but Friday allows me to spend more time with my family because I get the weekend. But it's a crazy weekend because it's the weekend before the wedding. Well, that's for another episode. Today, it's all about confessions of an upset mama. What's your spin on it? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com so you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as you know, I just mentioned that we are basically a week away from the rehearsal. Am I nervous? Well, maybe a little bit. I have got so many little details to fine tune, but have no fear. We're going to get through this. It's just one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. And that miles of greatness is getting my daughter down the aisle. Well, you know, you're going to hear a lot about it, because I'm going to start getting ready, and I'm sure there's going to be multiple stories that come from it. But today, I want us to focus on something different. As parents, we get so busy that our conversations with our children are light and easygoing. But when a situation brings cause for pause, what's your spin on it? What do you say when something of a serious nature comes to the forefront? And what I mean by serious is a blood or a flood, something of great concern, not your everyday, what do you want for dinner, hun, conversation. Now, let's be honest. Who really wants these types of serious conversations? Well, you know, the ones that make your skin crawl and you lose sleep night after night after night? Well, no one does. I don't want it. You don't want it. This is the hard knocks that we as parents hide from. And I don't like it any more than you do. But part of growing up and maturing, and yes, I'm talking about us as parents and our children, is having these tough conversations. We cannot run and hide. If we do, our children will follow in our footsteps. And what happens generation after generation after generation? Maybe you've already seen that in your family or other friends. You don't have to name them, but you know them, right? This is confessions. And I want you to have a very open mind here, right? This is not about right or wrong. This is doing about what's right for your family. You as a female, as a mom, as a wife, as a mother, as a dad, as a father, as a man. So there's no judgment here. But we have to have these tough conversations. Sometimes it's just checkpoints, right? We have checkpoints. When we went on vacation this past summer, we kind of drive south and we head over to South Carolina. But as we go down, we go through Atlanta and go through other areas, and we go through this little small town. And for some reason, I have no idea why, there were three or four cop cars and policemen standing in the middle of the neighborhood, and they were stopping every single vehicle. Now, I've done military checkpoints. Oh, I am so familiar with those. But civilian ones, not so much. Yes, if you go through and they're doing like DUI stops and all this, but this was just a general checkpoint. And so you went there and they asked for what you were doing, your driver's license, where you were going. Of course, I'm from out of state. I've got the family with us. I'm like, this is not how I want to start our vacation. What's going on? And I knew I had everything in order, but you begin to second guess yourself, right? These checkpoints. Think about our conversations, our confessions as checkpoints. It's not about pointing fingers at you. It's not about pointing fingers at me. It's about saying, am I doing this right, or is there a better way I can do this? I'm always looking for a better way. How can I improve as a human being, as a mom, as a woman, as a wife, as a friend, as a Christian? Whatever hat I'm wearing, I want to be able to learn and grow from that. So think about this. When we're growing up, right, we got to take the hard knocks because that's where the stretching and the maturing happens, is in those tough conversations. We don't want to raise up children that are going to run and hide all the time. I guess you can choose to do that, but I would recommend not. And think about it. How does that serve our children in the long run? Well, it doesn't. Plus, in the short term, the situation still needs to be handled because there are loose ends that have not been finished. So when you're presented with the blood or flood, what's your spin on it? Think of it like this. How do you look at the situation objectively and honestly? How do you give wisdom and space at the same time? That's a great one just to sit and chew on. I mean, that is a hard one. I've done it. And there are times I sit there and I'm racking my brain going, I don't know the answer. I should know the answer. And then when I think I have the answer, I'm like, oh no, I don't have the answer. So how do you give wisdom and space at the same time? When do you know it's time to step away? This juggling act can put extraordinary pressures on us as parents. Normally, we want to jump in and rescue our children. We don't want them to suffer. We want to protect them and guide them. Yet we have to walk this delicate line of how much we get involved. Some of it will be determined by the age of the child, the situation, the people involved. The adult child will be handled differently than a 2-year-old child, but they're both our children. So all we want to do is hold them and make everything better. We want to wrap them up in our arms. We default to loving and caring for them, wanting to fix things quickly and make the pain or hurt go away. There is nothing wrong with that. In fact, I would say that it actually is kind of scary if you don't want to do that. Because that's how God made us, is the nurture part, to love, to comfort, to be there for. However, we are responsible for raising our children to make good and right decisions. What's right for them? So that means situation after situation, they learn how to navigate through the valleys, the hills, and the mountaintops of life. Now, I've personally found this very tough and heart-wrenching at times. Doesn't matter the age of the child. I've seen it at all spectrums. I don't like seeing my child suffer. It breaks my heart. It makes me not just uncomfortable, but it brings an internal discomfort. You know what that means as a mom, right? You're like, I just can't explain it. But man, when your child is either hurting or something's happening, something's challenging to them in their life, and you can't sit there and just kind of wave a magic wand or give them $20. It just doesn't work that way. It hurts. There's this discomfort that goes very, very deep within our spirit. But there are a few things that we as parents must remember. What our child does is his or her personal choice. Now, yes, that goes for the young child and the older adult child. Why? Because we think as parents we can control them. Remember, control comes from our consistency. We don't actually control our children. We think we do. We try to, you know, train their behaviors with rewards or our reactions, but control comes from consistency. But ultimately, our child has a free will, which means they have a personal choice. So what your child does is a personal choice. And I get it. When your child hits another child, you feel bad about it. And then when that parent begins to yell at you for being such a bad parent, then you take offense to that. When really, it's not about you being a bad parent. Your child is the one who threw the punch or hit the child. It has nothing to do with you. Now, if you're the one who's hitting all the time, okay, maybe it does have something to do with you, but that's for another episode. What we're talking about here is that your child has a strong foundation, a good footing, but all of our children are going to mess up. And so we have to understand that we can't always be on the defense and be like, oh man, can't believe they said that about me. It's not about you. It's your child. It's about your child. So keep that in perspective. What your child does is his or her personal choice. Also, we as parents have to remember that it's not a personal reflection on who we are as an individual. Take out the whole aspect that you're a parent as an individual. And the problem is we marriage those two together. And I get it. I do it all the time. And this takes practice. You're talking to a perfectionist here. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I try to do better, but I still make mistakes. And so I try to set boundaries and remember that just because my child did something doesn't mean that that is a reflection as to who I am as an individual. Does that make sense? So it's really important that in all of this, when we're looking at it, that we keep those two specifically in mind. We can't get stuck thinking that it's all about us. It's easy to do because we want to have the perfect child. We want the best for our child. We want, you know, multiple opportunities, whatever it is. But again, it's not about us. We have to flip the table and place the focus on our child. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Flip the table. Think about how you set a table. If you set a table still, do you? I know some of us are still like, we just grab a plate and we go and sit down either at the bar or we go in the, you know, family room, whatever it is, and we're just kind of eating at the coffee table. Whatever your table is, whatever it looks like, whenever you come together as one, think about the holidays. If you have to go back to setting the table at the holidays, even if you don't do that, pretend it's a buffet bar, okay? Work with me here. But when you set a table, right, if you have nothing but dirty dishes on there, do you think people are going to feel welcome to come and sit down and have a conversation with you? Do you think that's inviting? I don't think so. In fact, probably people are going to look at you and go, I'm not going to sit down and I don't even know that I'm going to eat dinner with you because if this is what I get to eat off of, I don't know. How we set the table sets the tone of the conversation. That doesn't mean you have to have everything pretty. It doesn't mean you have to have everything perfect, everything aligned, you know, the salad fork and all of that. But it's a lot better than dirty dishes. You could have a relaxing dinner or a stressful one, all based on what you bring to the table. So flip the table. F-L-I-P. Number one, focus on your child. Don't fret what everyone else is saying. Be aware, but not consumed. So that's a huge difference there. And this is one you're probably going to have to chew on. Sit down at your pretty table and chew on this. Be aware, but not consumed. I can do this. I'm going to focus on my child. It's not about what everybody else is saying, but it's what my child is saying. That is what is important. So focus on your child, not you. Number two, learn the details. What is he or she saying regarding the situation? It's really important. That means what? Let them speak and you listen. So learn the details. Whatever the situation is, good, bad, ugly, blood, flood, just a little scrape, you need to learn the details, know them. And unless if you are a part of it, that means you've got to keep your mouth shut and your two ears open. Number three, this is going to be a hard one, but take a deep breath here and I want you to hear it with love. Ignore the personal attacks. This isn't about you. This is about your child. When things get heated, let it go. Meaning that as you're sitting here having a conversation, you're learning the details, you're focusing on your child, and all of a sudden, blurts out of the mouth of this beautiful child that you gave birth to, "It's all your fault, Mom. If you wouldn't have done this, if you didn't do that, if you wouldn't have said this, and if you wouldn't have brought me here and taken me there," and okay, whatever the conversation is, do you hear how it's all pointed to you? Ignore the personal attacks. It's not about you. In that moment, your child has been threatened somehow. I'm not saying physically necessarily, okay? I'm talking they've been threatened as a person, as a whole being. And so they are going on the ultimate defense. To them, they're at war. They're protecting their base, who they are. So it's important for us as a parent to just sit there and let it go. They got to let it out and you got to let it go. And that is so hard to do, but you can't be disturbed by it. So ignore the personal attacks. And finally, number four, P, pursue what's best for your child. What's that next step? Not what's best for you or your reputation. It's what's best for the child. If you have a young child who for some reason is biting all the time and just for whatever it is, okay? Biting is something that some kids just have a hard time with. And there's situational issues in regards to that. Now, that doesn't mean that you're a bad parent, but maybe having them in a larger group setting is setting off the biting. Maybe they're more anxious and that's their defense mechanism of saying, "I've had enough, get away from me," and they clamp down. I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just stating possible facts here in our pretend situation. In saying all that though, we have to understand what's the next best step for the child. That's what you need to pursue. So maybe it is finding a different daycare. If you have an older child and they're dealing with a different situation, again, think of it and say, okay, I've got to look at this as what is best for my child. Regardless of the age, what's that next step? You have a choice as a parent. You can dig your heels in and be the one who is always rescuing. And that may feel good. And it does. I know. I love that feeling. But what if you train up your child to grow and mature through challenges and celebrations of life? How do you think that would help your child? Stretch your child. You see, we have a choice as a parent. We can always rescue, or we can train up. Which is it? What's your spin on it? Now, I know this flipping of the tables is kind of a strange thing, but I think it really puts a focus here on whom we need to focus on. It's not about us. And unfortunately, this isn't being taught. In our self-centered world, we're getting a lot of self, self, self. And so what happens is when we begin to bring other little cute, adorable selfies into our lives, then we forget, wait, this is all about me. And now I've got all about that one. Oh, it's still all about me, right? But I've got that one. We have to understand here that we have a responsibility. And we're just not teaching that. And so I just really want to ask these tough questions. It's not about saying that you're doing anything wrong or that you're doing anything right. I don't know how you're doing unless you talk to me. And you know what? I'm here for you. If you need me, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you have to do is click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I promise you, I'll set the table for you. So what is your spin on it? How do you want your child to respond as an adult when he or she is in the real world? So you have a 2-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 22-year-old, a 42-year-old. How do you want your child as they go through the stages of life, as they grow up, as they go out and touch the world and impact it? How do you want your child to respond as an adult when it's her time or his time to impact the world? That's really the ultimate question here. And I think if we sit and reflect on that as parents, we then can make better decisions when it comes to challenges. And we can celebrate more when the good stuff happens. But when we've got the blood or flood, yeah, what's your spin on it? Go out this weekend, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.